Way Above Normal. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Not only has the summer been wet, but the spring was wet, and the whole year, the entire year is above normal.
And there's no doubt most of Tennessee has had one of the wettest years that anyone can remember. And National Weather Service meteorologist John Cohen in the Nashville office says the numbers back it up.
Nashville, for the year, is running about 6 inches above normal. Memphis is just over 10 inches above normal for rainfall for the year. And Morristown, almost 20 inches. They're at 19.36 inches above normal.
And those totals are coming from January to September. And John Cohen says the summer months of June, July, and August were really wet in Nashville, and that's what's pushing the total rainfall amount to reach near records.
You know, June and July, especially this summer, I noticed that August, it kind of backed off on rainfall a little bit, but for June and July at Nashville, we were 143% of normal, which is 43% above normal.
Meteorologist John Cohen says the outlook this fall shows more of a normal weather pattern for the state.
As we move into October and into early November, that is our driest time of the year. You combine that with the outlooks, which indicate near normal precipitation, we should be looking at a continuation of what we've seen over the last week or two, with dry periods intermixed with some pretty good rainfall in between there every 5 to 7 days or so.
And we all know it's been a wet year. Nashville's already over 40 inches, and 47.2 is the average over the past 30 years. Now, the record for Nashville's wettest year was set back in 1979. That was just at over 70 inches. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.